Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. Under this agenda item, my delegation wants to register its views regarding a very significant challenge which impacts both international cooperation under Article 10 and national implementation under Article 4. An effective national implementation in developing states parties of BWC requires two essential components, software components and hardware component. Establishing national legal framework to implement the convention is only one element in national implementation, which can be characterized as software part of the task. A lot of things must be carried out to support this software part. They form the hardware component of the national implementation, such as enforcement of national legislation, strengthening of national institution, and coordination among national law enforcement institutions, developing national capacities for response, investigation, and mitigation, improving capabilities for disease surveillance and detection, diagnosis, and containment of infectious disease, maintaining safety and security of biological materials, ensuring that laboratories are in constant state of readiness and they are sufficiently equipped. The list is long, and we can add developing controls on transfers and ensure a robust and secure chain of custody and customs control. Building and maintaining such national capacities in the hardware part of national implementation of the convention requires bilateral, regional, and international cooperation and assistance, in particular in developing countries. Imposition of unilateral coercive measures or sanctions by a certain BWC state party on several BWC state parties, including Iran, has impeded or created serious obstacles for capacity building for effective national implementation of the convention, especially when these illegitimate and unlawful unilateral coercive measures impede the targeted party from participating in international exchanges relevant to the convention, or making use of resources available in bilateral and international cooperation like financial support, joint projects, research and development programs, exchange of scientists, electronic information networks, trade activities, capacity building in areas such as custom controls. These unilateral measures, as such, constitute a breach of the obligations under the Biological Weapons Convention. I thank you, Mr. Chair.